This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world has hit yet another COVID-19 milestone, reaching then surpassing 900,000 deaths from the virus. The number of infections is more than 27.8 globally. Meanwhile, AstraZeneca's chief executive Pascal Soriot said Thursday that the company should still know before the end of the year whether its experimental vaccine protects people against COVID-19 as long as it can resume trials soon. The British company suspended late-stage trials this week after an illness in a participant in Britain. The patient was reportedly suffering from symptoms associated with a rare spinal inflammatory disorder called transverse. During an online event that AstraZeneca did not yet know the diagnosis, adding that it was not clear if the volunteer had the virus and more tests were needed. He said the diagnosis would be submitted to an independent safety committee, and this would usually then tell the company whether trials can be resumed. He said that the potential vaccine, which the World Health Organization has flagged as the most promising for coronavirus, that it was still usual for a trial to be suspended. According to a new book by Washington Post editor Bob Woodward, President Donald Trump acknowledges that he played down the projected impact of the deadly coronavirus earlier this year and says he meant to avoid creating a panic. That was in a private conversation with Woodward in March that became public Wednesday with the publication of excerpts from Woodward's upcoming book, Rage. In taped conversations released along with the excerpts, Mr. Trump insisted he did not want to create panic. When asked about it Wednesday, Mr. Trump did not deny his remarks. Instead, he went on to say that he is a cheerleader for the country and doesn't want people to be frightened. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says that Mr. Trump lied to the American people and failed to do his job. This is VOA News.